It's episode 163, and we've got plugins for personal custom post types, lazy plugins, outdated post notifications, Warcraft tools, and a new way to approve comments using nothing but Gmail. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Great to be back here again with everybody.
And we've got the usual lineup of plugins, another miscellaneous here for you today. And, of course, right off the top as usual, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsaz.com, where we are slowly but surely implementing a great new format for it all. And if you've got a couple minutes, don't forget to check us out on Stitcher Radio or iTunes, and we would appreciate it if you leave us a review or hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Yeah, the reviews actually help. John, we are now, I believe, in the U.S., the number 3 WordPress podcast.
Nice. Yeah, for some reason, that's how iTunes does everything, is via the reviews.
Mm-hmm. So just a few more reviews, and we'll be able to... ironically, the number 1 spot is taken up by Juiced and the Yoast team for the SEO plugin, and they haven't done anything for 3 years as far as content goes. So we kind of need to knock them out. It's sort of a skewed chart system that iTunes employs, but I think if we have, I know that we have thousands of listeners, so and only like 50 reviews. So if you can make that concerted effort to really, really leave a review, good or bad, doesn't matter. If you don't like the show, I don't know why you're listening, but. But we would really appreciate it if you jump over to iTunes. We left a link in the show notes as well. Also, you can follow the show on Twitter, WP Plugins A to Z.
All right. And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals and make our living with WordPress. And myself, if you are looking for some WordPress support, emergency need, you broke your website, it doesn't matter. Any questions you got about WordPress, I can help you out. You can reach me at 818-850-7729 or drop me a line at john@wppro.ca.
And I've got a cool new plugin. Well, it's not a plugin, but it is the code plugin. Promo code plugin works for HostGator. So go to HostGator.com and pick any plan you want. Get 30% off by using promo code plugin.
And before we drop into news, I want to feed out something that occurred to me this past week. I have a lot of people I'm connected with via Skype, and every once in a while, you know, somebody pings up something, a little bit of info. Last week, one of our listeners out there also was a client of mine, is that their Skype account seemed to got attacked, and they didn't know it because they hadn't checked on it in a while, and I was being spammed, and they were encouraging me to sign up for things, and it's like... And I asked a couple of quick questions, like, for them to identify themselves, and they couldn't. So I was like, oh, okay, that person's Skype has been compromised. So I contacted the person up and said, hey, look, you need to take care of it. They were grateful when I got hold of them. But if you don't sign into those things very often, you should from time to time to make sure that everything is going well.
No kidding.
Just a reminder.
Change your passwords, too.
And change your passwords from time to time, yes.
Yeah, we just had the clock change here in where we did daylight savings time and all that. And typically, I like to use that time frame. A lot of people, out in the public say, oh, that's a great time to change your smoke detector batteries. Well, I also feel it's a great time to change your credentials and your passwords. So that's a lesson in Skype, in WordPress, in any sort of thing that requires secure credentials.
Yeah. And we got some news. What do we got for news?
Well, John, looks like WordPress beta testers can start their engines because 3.9 Beta 1 is now released into the wild.
Nice.
It's got a lot of cool stuff. Let me give you a little rundown. Upgraded the Tiny MCE editor to 4.0. It now has a widget customizer in core, which basically means you can get live previews of your widgets in the widget area.
How oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Instead of having to drop them in and look.
How about it? 3.8's theme browsing experience is extended in 3.9 in this even further in the theme installer. You get live previews for your galleries in the editor. No more little placeholders.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. And here's the one I like. Drag and drop images directly into the editor. So I can pull an image straight from my desktop or my system, pull it into the editor, no having to monkey around with going to the media editor first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That might eliminate one of my favorite plugins then.
Yeah. Also, some other improvements is in image editing. They've really kind of consolidated what featured images do and the thumbnail sizing and things like that. And they are now incorporating, in the last revision, they included the audio and video player. Now you will have audio and video playlists within a post. So you can put more than one audio clip into a post and just have one player that'll play all of them.
Hmm.
Pretty cool stuff.
That'll be useful.
So that's 3.9 beta 1. And also, just a quick new piece of news from earlier in the week, BuddyPress and BBPress are now open source. They really want to expand both of those items, so they've made all of the code available for anyone to use and develop their own themes, plugins, anything they want. So
I thought they were already open source.
No, not the full gamut as far as the code goes. So, great news on both fronts, both 3.9 beta 1 and BuddyPress and BBPress. So, look for some great improvements on both of those, I would say, by midsummer.
That'll be interesting as time goes on. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's all we got. I guess it's time to head into the fun meat and potatoes of everything, eh?
That's right.
Off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got, this one is dedicated for all you Canadian listeners out there. Very few outside Canada will probably even know what I'm talking about here. This plugin is called the Tim Hortons Rim Diary, and it is for the annual Roll Up the Rim contest that happens here in Canada from our Tim Hortons, which is, of course, our answer to Starbucks. But, of course, it's been here long before Starbucks ever existed and is majority of all the coffee drinkers. But for those of you that don't know, Tim Hortons runs a contest every year where they put little prizes under those little rolled rims under your coffee cups. So you take your coffee cup, roll it up, win yourself a car, a TV, a hockey trip, you know, numerous things. So anyway, the author of this plugin created a way for you to track your winnings or your epic losses, whatever happens during the course of the contest, and you can post them up to your website. It's just a fun little plugin, and it's dedicated specifically to Canadians because I don't think Tim Hortons is outside of Canada until they finish taking over all the Dunkin' Donuts in the States anyway.
Hmm.
So once they've got those, I'm sure they'll turn them all to Tim Hortons, and then Americans will understand what coffee means to Canadians.
Oh, I know what it means to me.
So anyway, I give it a 3 dragon rating. It's a nice little plug-in, simple, straightforward, and just fun. So check it out, the Tim Hortons Rim Diary.
I gotta say, did Tim Hortons actually put this one out, or is this just an individual?
It's an individual. He's got his disclaimers. I'm not related to Tim Hortons, blah, 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 throughout it. And you know, all their trademarks belong to them. And he says this is just basically for fun to track your thing.
If I'm that guy, I contact Tim Horton.
Yeah, it's actually a big deal. The Tim Hortons thing's a big deal here in Canada this time of year because it happens every year in February, March.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I've got a plugin that's actually interesting. It's simply titled Person, and it is a custom post type originated just for people. So if you want to customize the feature and just add it so that a person can be a custom post type, it's pretty cool. Now, really, where would you do that? It has two custom post types, both for people and for testimonials. So that would allow you to insert testimonials and things within a theme set. You can do it within a small meta box. You can have a demographic box where you can compare all of your person post types together and determine the stats in between. Or you can also use it natively within PHP callouts of your theme itself. This is the first time I've really ever seen anything that uses a person as a post type. So I thought this was a pretty neat one and definitely one I wanted to check out. It did everything as promised. It doesn't do anything beyond that, but for the title custom taxonomy and the people and things like that, it worked very well for the test that I did. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Oh, that could be interesting for organizing up your site a bit.
I think it would be great for organizational websites, and especially with organizations with a lot of different members and perhaps a lot of different contributors.
Yeah.
And it may do a really good job of at least sorting that out. You may also think, well, why the heck would I need to do a person post type when I can do an author box? Well, it is different in the sense that you can call it out in specific instances, or if a author matches the person custom post type name, then you can have it display something like the ads or something like that for the person on the sidebar. So if you've got multiple authors on your site, this may be a way for you to choose the, you know, posts based on the author and output specific content based on it. So really good plugin. Gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. And the next one I got, as many longtime listeners will know, I'm a World of Warcraft addict, for lack of a better term. And every once in a while, a new Warcraft plugin comes delivered to us. And, well, of course, I have to check it out to see if it's of any value. And I found one that's, well, semi-valuable if you happen to be a guildmaster. It's the World of Warcraft Armory Table, and it is designed to allow you to display all of your guildmates and their information and their rankings and other things throughout World of Warcraft, and you can throw it up on your, well, fan website, if that's what you've built, or if you just want to put it up in your personal one. Probably not made for a business website, but you never know. It depends on how big a Warcraft addict you are. At one point, I did have my Warcraft stuff on my business site until I got smart. So,
why does that not surprise me?
Well, you know, I've been playing the game for, you know, a little better than 5 years, and I think I haven't maxed out a character yet because I never seem to stay with the same one very long. So at any rate, check it out. It's just a fun one for displaying your World of Warcraft information, and I gave this a 3-dragon rating. It's the World of Warcraft Armory Table.
One I will never use, unfortunately.
Well, that's all right.
Sounds cool.
Not all of us find the time to
go play games.
Oh, there's
a Warcraft guy out there listening to this show right now that's freaking out.
Oh, dude. I'm sure.
Well, the next plugin I've got is called Outdated Post Notice. And this is pretty cool because it helps you notify your readers whenever a post becomes outdated so that they can read your content with a bit of caution. You can specify a threshold of a specific number of days of individual posts that will be considered as an outdated post. So if you're giving information that's time sensitive, you can put within the post editor, okay, expire this after 30 days. And it won't expire it, but basically it comes up with a notification that says this data may be outdated in the post. I thought that was pretty cool. Then it gives it kind of this time frame. You can customize the appearance of the notice and everything that's output as far as the individual posts. It's a simple template option can be used as well. It gives a personalized notice on every one of your outdated posts. Fantastic plugin for anybody that's got time-sensitive data that they would love to keep out there rather than delete. And this is a great disclaimer for letting you keep that. So I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5 rating.
Yeah, I saw that and I was going to check it out, but now I'm going to have to actually install it on my site because I have posts that I created a couple of years ago. While the information may still be relevant, it is mostly outdated due to improvements in WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm going to have to throw that up there and do that because one of my top visited posts on my website is one I did about memory leakage in WordPress.
Yeah.
But the material, a lot of it's out of date. I just haven't updated it. So I'm definitely going to have to use that.
Yeah, this will do it for you.
All right. And the last one I've got here, well, you know, we've got to get our lazy plugins back to make life easier for everyone and to help improve your website. This plugin is a new version of WordPress Lazy Load. And this is a relatively new plugin, but what it does is once you install it, it takes the images that are on your page and it won't load those images until a person scrolls down to them. So if you've got images down through your post, this is very useful because it can actually improve the speed, the load speed time of your web page to the search engines and everyone else, because the page will load, but the images will stay queued until they scroll down the page. So, and it does work very nicely. I found it to work pretty smoothly, installed it, and it actually did load the images as you came down the page.
That's cool.
So check it out. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. It's called WordPress Lazy Load.
That is a cool plugin.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I mean, that's
really something that, that's something that we needed for a long time, because that's one of the things about some of the sites that I run is down below the fold. Mm-hmm. A lot of things run, featured images, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
so
all those are getting loaded down the fold, but that slows down the rest of the website web page from loading in your screen. So,
unreal. Well, John, I'm going to hit you with something that is a plugin that you will never use on your WordPress installation. Isn't that weird? This is called Gmail Comment Approval. Now, this, I would probably want to use this for clients more than anybody that has any familiarity with the back end of WordPress, because if you do, then you're going to use that. But this plugin incorporates a Gmail action in the API for WordPress in your comment approval stage. So you can directly approve comments from your Gmail inbox without even logging into the WordPress site. So it reroutes all the comment approval strings and messages into Gmail, and then you can select in Gmail whether you want to approve the comment or not.
Hmm.
Pretty cool. There is some comment notification stuff already for WordPress, but this actually lets you completely forego the login part and just do everything from Gmail. So if you want to keep somebody out of your website, say a client, out of their website rather, and strictly keep it to where that they can just run things as far as comment approval and things from the back end without them having to use WordPress, this is an outstanding plugin for accomplishing that feat. It's called Gmail Comment Approval, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
I could see that being useful on a varying occasion.
Yeah, if you need to dumb something down, perfect.
Yeah, also if you just don't feel like, if you're always in your Gmail but you don't feel like going over to your website, you can click and click and
right.
click.
Or if you have a million websites.
No, none of us have that. None of us have more than one website out there, right?
Yeah.
Especially those of us that run 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah, and I'll just share a humorous story. I was looking for some domains the other day, and one in particular I thought was a really great name, and it was taken, and I went, and I'm like, who has this? And I went to the website, and it's my website. I already own the domain. Own the name.
That's actually comical.
Yeah.
You own so many domains, you forget which ones you own.
I didn't remember. It was off a different account. It wasn't on my GoDaddy. It was something else. So I... That, and when you start looking through the auction bin at GoDaddy every day and you see something you used to own come up, it's like, and they're selling it for $5 and they didn't do anything with it either. Neither did you.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
That it can be. All right. So wrap it up. The plugins I covered on this time is the Tim Hortons Rim Diary. Gave it a 3. World of Warcraft Armory Table. Gave it a 3. And the WP Lazy Load. Gave it a 4.
And I reviewed Person, the person post type. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Outdated Post Notice. Excellent plugin. Gave that one a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Gmail Comment Approval, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
And of course, the last little bit, just a little promotion for you. If you are looking for really good hosting for your website, something that's decent, fast, and affordable, check out Green Geeks Hosting, and you can save yourself $30 off their hosting packages by using the coupon code PLUGINS.
Awesome. And if you are looking for a cheap .com domain name, you can get one for just $2.95 at GoDaddy by using the code PLUGIN295. That's right. Any .com domain name under $3. Do it right now while you're listening to the show. Promo code PLUGIN295.
And don't forget, take a couple minutes, rate us over on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio. We would greatly appreciate it. And I haven't checked the Canadian iTunes store in a while, but I'll try and remember to do that this week, see how we're doing.
Awesome. And remember, you can interact with the show. Go to our website, wppluginsaz.com. And we're a little light on listener feedback, so the dance floor is wide open if you have a question or a search for a particular plugin that you'd like to find and have John and I hunt down for you. We are certainly able to do that. Just go to our website, wppluginsaz.com, and just click on the tab that says leave us a message. We'd greatly appreciate hearing from you.
And also for all of you listeners out there, in particular, you plugin authors, in the last couple weeks, we've been getting a lot of requests from plugin authors to review your plugins. They are in the queue, just so you know. They will get reviewed, and we appreciate it. Keep sending them in, and we will start to check them out for you. So if you are a plugin author, developer, feel free to submit it to us, and we'll get it queued into the show for review.
Yeah, I have like four that other people have sent me that I'm reviewing now. So that'll probably I'll probably use next week's show as the platform for some of those listener contributions, and I can't wait to review everything.
Yeah, and if you're a listener and you would like us to check one out, feel free to send it in to us. We'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or if you're looking for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/help, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and on Twitter, at marcuscouch.
All right, and that's pretty much all we got for you, so take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.